With tax day upon us, 46% up from 43% last year of New York residents say they paid too much in taxes this year, while 42% believe they paid the right amount. Don Levy is director of the Siena College Research Institute.
We see almost 6 in 10 New Yorkers that say they've either already gotten or they expect to get a refund. But most of those refunds, 60%, are going to go to pay off existing bills. Another 40% say I'm going to save for a rainy day. So less than 20% are actually saying that they're going to take some portion of that refund and go out and buy major purchases or spend money on a vacation.
A large tax refund may not be best for everyone. Thomas Brockley is vice president of RBC Wealth Management.
Any investor and or tax filer should always discuss with their CPA or tax professional their withholdings. And my opinion is, rather than have the government hold on to your money and get a large refund, if you can calculate out, with the help of your tax professional, the perfect withholding scenario, so you have a zero tax due and a zero refund, then you're not letting the government hold on to your money and pay you no interest. However, if you need a forced method of savings, that would be another way to accomplish that.
Don Levy says Siena also quizzed New Yorkers as to whether they believed they were better off or worse off this year.
We still see more New Yorkers, 35%, saying they're worse off than the 29% who say they're better off. 36% say the same. How about we get a little bit more specific and we say, just think of your income and expenses. Were you able to take in more than you spent? And unfortunately, only a quarter of New Yorkers say that their income was greater than their expenses. 47% say they broke even. 29%, about 3 out of every 10 New Yorkers, continue to say, I went backwards again this year.
Perhaps the most sobering response came when Siena asked about the economy and whether those surveyed believed financial problems are temporary.
And again, we see a break even amongst New Yorkers. 48% say temporary, 47% say that they think the best economic days of the country are behind us.
Thomas Brockley says there are signs that a slow recovery of the U.S. economy is underway.
Although sporadic, the housing sales numbers and generally the improving unemployment numbers that we've seen have been the beneficiaries of the low interest rate environment that we've had and may continue. Gold, from a standpoint of that current market correction, looks like it's going through after a spike in mid-2011, which was prompted really more or less by fear of investors when we were dealing with the end of the recession. Now global nervousness and potential sales by global financial institutions and other institutions that need to raise cash may be the cause of the recent downturn. And again, as in any market, no one knows when that'll be how long that'll continue or when it'll end. As I've said many times, individuals should always consider their own situations and evaluate their own circumstances when making decisions on what investment strategies and what risk to take.
Don Levy notes the Siena Financial Survey is in its third year. It found that about 40% of New Yorkers doubt either major party has a plan to fix the nation's economy.
We asked also this time a new sequence of questions. We picked 4 national issues: protecting Social Security, revitalizing the economy, solving the federal budget, and working with health care. And we asked New Yorkers, and we know that New York is a majority, a 2-to-1 majority of Democrats to Republicans. We said, who's got a better plan? Does the president and the Democrats have a better plan, or do the Republicans have a better plan, or do you think that neither of them have a better plan? You know, and in each one of those 4 areas, the plurality, small as it is, but the plurality was amongst New Yorkers that neither the president and the Democrats nor the Republicans have a good plan to solve those 4 major economic issues.
The Siena survey was compiled from 813 landline and cell phone calls placed this month with a margin of error of 3.4 points. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.